WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to calls from immigrants on the changes that the Biden administration has already wrought and those that you hope that they will. Lyra in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Thank you so much for calling in. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Yes, thanks for taking my call. I have been in this country for about 25 years. It's the only country I've really known. I came here when I was 7 from Albania with my family. And, you know, the moment that I actually discovered that Biden had won the election, just this incredible relief took over my body to know that not only would things be different for me, but for people in my community who have been feeling so limited and oppressed in their lives. And I'm talking about people within the Brooklyn community, immigrants and non-immigrants, and knowing that I would have the opportunity to finally go back and visit my family who I haven't seen in some cases for 20 plus years. That level of integration, you know, it's relevant to what you were speaking earlier about in terms of mental health, that level of lack of control that has been really weighing on the immigrant communities and has caused such deep anxiety and depression. That lifting of that weight is going to have such an immense impact in the long term for this country and our culture.
Lyra, thank you for starting us off so wonderfully. Javid in Suffolk County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Javid.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Long time listening. How you doing?
Doing all right. Glad you're on. Tell us your story.
Okay. I've been in the country for almost 30 years. Daughter, 20 years old. And I have green card, and I did serve with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan for 5 years as a linguist. Since Trump put ban on a Muslim, it really made me upset, and I had an anxiety for that 4 years. When Biden won the presidency, trust me, Brian, I didn't sleep for 24 hours. I was so happy, and I was so vulnerable, and I was telling my daughter, I said, look, even I serve the nation, I'm still in the same page. You know, if I go somewhere overseas, I may not come back.
Tell me about your experience. Tell me a little about your experience serving the nation. You worked for the U.S. Army in Afghanistan, I see.
I did work for the U.S. Army as a linguist. Yep. I have a lot of certificate, a lot of letter from them that I did a lot of good job. And I did have interview and citizenship. So what I'm thinking, you know, this racial discrimination, it's everywhere, actually. You know, they denied my application for no reason. I have excellent, good moral character. I own a house. I pay my taxes. In the Army, I really, you know, this is my nation. 30 years in this country. I came from Afghanistan. I don't know Afghanistan more than I know New York. This is my home. This is my nation.
Javid, I hear how excited you are. And, oh, that story about not being able to sleep for 24 hours when Biden got elected, not out of anxiety, but out of excitement. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. 646-435-7280. And Zineb in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Zineb.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to just say that I am a DACA recipient. I've been in New York for 20 years, since I was 9. I'm very excited that Biden and his administration are not only preserving the DACA program so people like me could live, you know, with a peace of mind, but also the plan to put in place a path towards citizenship for people like me and even beyond DACA. And I wanted to just also let you know that I cried during election night the day that President Trump won, well, previous former President Trump, and I also cried the day that Biden's results were called. And the cry was for very, very different reasons. So I just wanted to also express that, and just to say that I'm not only living with hope right now, but also with peace of mind.
Zeynep, thank you so much, and I'm so glad. And let's go next to Leela in Miami Beach. Leela, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, Ryan. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I know we're probably hurrying up on this one. Okay, so for me, it's because I live in Miami, and I'm from Guatemala, and I used to work for medical devices, so I would leave really early in the mornings, like 4:35, when trauma or transplant would call. So I look like, you know, your regular cleaning lady, and I got racially profiled many times. I got stopped by policemen asking me for my green card when I don't have one. I'm an American citizen, and I always love to tell the Gonzalez or whatever Cuban, you know, policeman that was racially profiling me, I would start with, like, why don't we start with yours? Or you want to get your ass sued civilly. Mm. And that's how it is. Because I got racial profiled too many times. And, Brian, I'm very passionate and everything, but I also have temper. But I'm very happy that Biden got elected. I have mild PTSD from a civil war in Guatemala. Three of our houses got blown up. And Trump brought all that stuff out, so I'm not having panic attacks anymore. And I'm just happy for everyone that's an other in this country and in the world. Because look at Kamala. That just opens so many ideas. And I'll get off the phone because I know you're in a hurry.
Leela, tell me one thing. Do you think you were racially profiled more during the Trump years?
Yes. Yes. I lived in Germany for 6 years. I got both of my arms broken up by baseball bats by neo-Nazis. I know when I'm racially profiled. I got racially profiled every day that I lived in Germany. And I got racially profiled here. I got called a spick so many times in the Publix. And I used to always think, like, really, who's doing that? Because we're all Latin Americans, a lot of here. And I'm like, which spick are you picking on today? You know? Yeah, no, it was out of control. It was really out of control.
Leela, thank you. Thank you very much. Eduardo in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eduardo.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I told your screener that, well, first of all, I used to be a dreamer. Now that I have permanent status, I am definitely grateful. I definitely did feel a lot of exhaustion when Trump was president because all the things he said, and especially my family, were Mexican-Americans, and the things he said about us that when he was going down the stairs, like, oh, Mexicans are rapists and criminals. And I felt that in a way it was kind of to inflame his base, but I also felt that it was also just a glimpse as to what was going to happen with immigrant families all over this country. I'm really grateful for President Biden, the fact that he is actually going to start reuniting children with their families separated at the border. I mean, that one for me was probably one of the most traumatic experiences of my of what I witnessed while in this country. And definitely the repealing the Muslim ban, that's another good one. I have a lot of friends who are Muslims, and all of them are great, hardworking people who just want to contribute in this country, and definitely the dreamers. As I said before, I was formerly one, and I'm glad that they're going to be given the chance to stay in this country and to contribute and strengthen it better.
Eduardo, thank you so much. And Comrade in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Comrade.
Hi, Comrade. I'm Comrade. Assalamu alaikum and morning to everybody. First of all, solidarity with the woman who got the broken arm by these racist things. And thank you very much for the new administration, Brian. It's a good start. Let's pray for their courage. They start from the really good start. And I hope this immigration policies this time will be done forever. We will give the base. Since 1960, when the first time the immigration, we open it for every human, not only European. and then 80s immigration reforms, and after that, almost four decades. We needed to be done some good thing. And Brian, this immigration policy, how the people, why the people came, is based on our foreign policy and war. So this thing, I hope, 40 years in Senate, this gentleman and the new face, woman face in White House will get some kind of love and tenderness towards the humanity.
Love and tenderness toward humanity are great words with which to end this segment. So, Comrade, thank you very much for calling in. And thanks to all of you who called in on this segment to tell some of your own stories and let other people who are not so subject to these policies personally, not always looking over their shoulders personally, to hear some of your stories. Thank you so much. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.